From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that there have been at least three burglaries of churches in recent weeks in Windom. State police are only saying there is an investigation, but Father Jay Atherton of St. Teresa's Church said his church and Hope Restoration Church both have been burglarized. He said a safe weighing more than 100 pounds with between $1,000 and $3,000 was taken earlier this week. Atherton said in a statement, and I quote, "This was no small task as the safe itself was also bolted to the floor and weighs over 100 pounds. It does not appear that this was an isolated incident since the Hope Restoration Church was also burglarized last night for the second time in 2 weeks," end quote. Parishioners who donated checks to either church recently should contact their banks, and anyone with information about the thefts should contact state police at 518-622-8600. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the Innocence Project is defending a court challenge by New York's district attorneys who say a law creating a commission to investigate their conduct is unconstitutional. The group wrote in a memorandum filed October 11th in State Supreme Court in Albany, and I quote, "As a leading national advocate for the wrongly convicted, dedicated to improving the criminal justice system, the Innocence Project has a compelling interest in ensuring that prosecutors are subject to meaningful, independent oversight," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said the bill he signed creating the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, and I quote, "suffers from several flaws," end quote. And an analysis by State Attorney General's office said the law could likely not withstand a court challenge because of, and I quote, "constitutional defects," end quote. Cuomo says legislative amendments fix the problems with the law, but the governor said he would not activate the commission until the legal challenge is resolved. The Innocence Project's memorandum says, and I quote, "prosecutors across the country and in New York State are subject to precious little oversight. Some district attorneys' offices in New York State do not even have formal rules of conduct or guidelines to investigate or discipline prosecutors who engage in unethical behavior," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that with just days before early voting begins in his re-election campaign, Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro said that his 2020 executive budget proposal will include the largest property tax levy cut in the county in 20 years. Molinaro won't release the full proposal until October 30th, but said October 15th that his proposal will reduce the county property tax rate for the fifth consecutive year. He said, and I quote, "With unwavering commitment to responsible fiscal management, we continue to find ways to cut county property taxes, and we will do so for the sixth consecutive year with the 2020 budget. And for the fifth straight year, homeowners and businesses will have a lower property tax rate thanks to our focus on growing the local economy and expanding the tax base," end quote. Molinaro also cited several rosy statistics: 23 consecutive months of private sector job growth, growth in average weekly wages, increased tourist spending, and growing hotel occupancy tax revenues. And you can read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. With the November 5th election coming soon, the early voting coming sooner, candidate forums are being announced locally. The Cairo Durham High School College Government Class and Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM are sponsoring a forum with all candidates for town elections in Cairo October 22nd at the school using standard League of Women Voters rules. All candidates running for the positions of town supervisor, town council, highway superintendent, tax collector, town justice, and town clerk have been invited, and the forum will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM. The League of Women Voters Mid-Hudson Region is holding another candidate forum at 7 p.m. on Friday, October 18th at the Frank D. Greco Senior Center on Market Street. Town of Socrates supervisor candidates Fred Costello Jr. and Paul Anderson are invited to speak from 7 to 7:45 p.m. with Socrates Town Board candidates Leanne Thornton and Nicole Roscos and Mike Avino invited from 7:45 to 8:25 p.m. Then candidates from District 1, 2, and 3 of the Ulster County Legislature can speak from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Aaron Levine and Mary Warrow are running in District 1. John Shoemaker, Albert Bruno, and Chris Allen are in District 2. And Dean Fabiano is running in District 3. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.